on the Feast of Our Lady's Queenship, I think we might briefly recall what the Church teaches us about Mary as Queen. The word itself, Queen, especially in the modern world, is, to say the least, a very ambiguous title. There are queens, but say the Queen of England, who don't have much authority. There are queens again, who though they have some authority, have it almost by default. The king died. So either the wife, queen, or the mother, queen, takes over. There are, of course, also queens who have ruled in their own name and have ruled with such tyranny as few kings would dare exercise. I am thinking of Queen Catherine of Russia or Queen Elizabeth of England. The second gave the society of Jesus many of his martyrs. Clearly then, he must ask the Church what she means by the title Queen applied to Our Lady. They are earthly queens here, or to say the least, not much help. We may say that the Blessed Virgin is Queen of heaven and earth, because as the Mother of God, who is King of heaven and earth, she exercises with him, but always under him, royal authority over the universe. A devotion that is becoming popular in France, but I hope to spread to our country, is devotion to Mary, Queen of the Universe. She is that. In what sense does Mary enjoy royal authority over the world? Clearly, her queenly authority is a sheer gift of the Holy Trinity. Unlike the authority of her Son, who is God, she has no claim as he has. She to be queen, as he is king by a double right. He is God. What a cheap word to say that God is king of the world. He is also king, her son, because even as man, that human being, though a real man, was and is united with God. She is not divine. All her royal authority, therefore, is the gift of grace. We can say that Christ is King of the universe by His very nature. She, His mother, is Queen by grace. Yet this authority of marriage, though a gift of grace, is real. It is not a mere figure of speech. She really exercises authority. And as the Church allows us to believe, in fact tells us to believe, she is queen by guiding the children of men. She instructs. She teaches. As we know, she began to teach the infant church from Pentecost Sunday on. It is a common Catholic tradition that the Holy Spirit first descended on Mary. She is queen by guiding the children of men. She is queen by guiding, protecting. Though ourselves, who are constantly exposed to the triple temptation from the world, the devil, and ourselves. She is also queen because she, more than anyone else under God, has, we might say, a right with her divine Son to obtain for us the graces we need. And she could exercise that authority, as we know even, from the few passages of the Gospel where Our Lady speaks. Then Christ began His public life. Actually, He happened, as He told her, quite intent to begin at the marriage feast in Cana. She told him the wine had run out. Then to impress all future generations with the all but omnipotent power of His mother. Now, Mother, you know my time hasn't come yet. I'm going to work miracles, but not yet. From all we can tell, she didn't say anything. She knew her son. She proceeded to give orders to the servants. Talk about forcing the king's hand. And she's been doing it ever since. She is above all the Queen of Mercy. Well, there's more to this kingship of that than just the fact that it's a royalty of grace and a real authority. It is absolutely universal. And the Church, to make sure we don't misunderstand the universality of Mary's queenship, she has us pray in every litany of our days. Queen of Angels, Queen of Patriarchs, Queen of Prophets, Queen of Apostles, Queen of Confessors, Queen of Virgins, Queen of All Saints. Who's left? and out of thy last temple are included all the members of the communion of saints in heaven and glory, in purgatory and suffering, and we, let's say, struggling. How did the church want to respond to Mary? Extraordinary. And for those who don't share our faith, scandalous, touching. That's all some prophets need, is to be told that the Blessed Virgin is honored as Queen of the Earth. I foster in heaven. Now we know we don't deify our Virgin. She is not a goddess. But her son wants us to be devoted to his mother. Wants us, do I say? He tells us, we better be. Or else, he wants us first to venerate his mother. Just plain telling. She's great. She is. And just going through the litany of Our Lady, one invocation after another is a form of veneration. Her son wants her to invoke his mother. She has so much authority from her son, only that we might have the resources at her disposal. There are a few prayers in the church that should be dear to the heart of a believing Catholic. Lamb, the Hay, Holy Queen. And the sentiment expressed in that prayer are the ones of the church teaching us under the aegis of her son wants to come to his mother and ask her to give up. Let's recite it together. Hail, Holy Lord, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our happiness. To be the divine, for God's children of Eve. To be the Son of God's time, morning and evening, yet as now and as then. Turn them with gracious advocate, by honest words of origin. And now to this Father in God, show us life the blessed truth of God and Jesus. For her kindness and her kindness, and what she is for us in heaven. But I'm not finished with the homily yet. Besides venerating his mother as queen, besides invoking his mother as queen, we are to listen to his mother as queen. This is a queen that teaches. And she teaches us much less, far less, by what she says. She teaches us especially by the way she lives. And among the virtues that she wants us to learn from her, there is none that is more fundamental to everything that our lives stand for than her profound few blunts. Which impacts men complete docility to the will of God. And I couldn't be talking to a more appropriate audience. That's why you're called. Because the Christ who calls you wants you to be handsome. Docile, humble, and obedient. After the example of this queen, who became all that she is only because she was so completely submissive to the will of God. We have an invocation that whenever I am saying the litany, as I often do with other people, I always add one more invocation. Some of you may know. Queen of the Society of Jesus, pray for me. I would like to recommend to you, Queen of the Handmaid of the Precious King. Pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the